From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on this country. He said North Korea would take countermeasures if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said, "We've not declared war on North Korea." She said the suggestion is absurd. Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. If passed, the bill would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 5 years while either consistently working, studying, or serving in the military. They could then reapply for a second 5-year conditional term. Only after a decade under the program would recipients be able to have the conditions lifted and obtain full permanent residency, a precursor to a citizenship application. Polling data released in the last week shows Americans overwhelmingly support actions to legalize the immigration status of those who came to the U.S. as children. This is VOA News. A disgraced former American congressman whose criminal case played a pivotal role in last year's presidential election was sentenced to 21 months in prison on Monday for sending a sexually suggestive picture to an underage girl. Anthony Weiner had sought probation and no prison time. He cried as a U.S. district judge gave him his sentence. The Alternative for Germany party has promised to use its platform in parliament to, quote, reclaim the country and its people. The party won nearly 14% of the vote in Sunday's election, giving them 94 seats. Henry Ridgewell reports from Berlin.
Many believe the turmoil of the 20th century had immunized Germany from a return of far-right politics. Sunday's result proved them wrong. For its opponents who gathered to protest the result in Berlin, the Alternative for Germany's anti-migrant agenda has parallels with the Nazis' rise to power.
It's the first time since after the war that a racist and neo-Nazi party is in parliament. So that's really worrying to us. This reminds everyone of 1933.
Jewish groups were among those expressing fear at the result. The AfD's co-leader, Alexander Gauland, has previously said Germans should be proud of their military's achievements in World War II. At a news conference Monday, he denied the party is racist. Gauland said there is nothing in the party, in its program, that could or should disturb Jewish people living here in Germany. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Mass graves of at least 45 slain Hindus have been found in Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State. Government officials, including the Social Welfare Relief and Resettlement Minister, told VOA Burmese that they witnessed another 17 bodies being recovered Monday after 25 bodies were found in two mass graves a day earlier. Most bodies were of women and children, many with their hands tied, and some had been beheaded. Iraqi Kurds are voting in an independence referendum that's widely expected to be approved while facing objection from the central government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. The president of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region in northeastern Iraq has urged the 5 million eligible voters to cast their ballots on Monday in peace. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.